Chapter 5. A Bizarre Adventure into Morning Mastery. Everyone holds his fortune in his own hands. Like a sculptor, the raw material he will fashion into a figure. The skill to mold the material into what we want must be learned and attentively cultivated. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. "If you two are interested," said the homeless man, "I'd be happy to spend a few mornings coaching you at my oceanside compound. I'll show you my private morning routine and explain why dialing in the way you run your first hour to the highest degree is essential for personal mastery and exceptional business performance. Let me do this for you, cats. Your lives will start to look glorious within a fairly short time, and the ride with me will be fun. Not always easy, as we heard from the old guy on the stage, but valuable and prolific and beautiful. Maybe even as wonderful as the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel."
"First time I saw it, I cried," the artist said, stroking the hairs of his goatee.
"Michelangelo was a bad dude, and I mean that in a good way," the homeless man offered, as he too played with his beard, which was soiled. He then raised his shirt to show Greek god abdominal muscles. A long finger of a grimy hand moved along the contours, the way a raindrop zigzags down the stem of a rose after a May shower.
"Hit me with a stick,"
shouted the artist with the enthusiasm of a cat let loose in a parrot shop.
"How the heck did you get those?"
"Not from some plastic ab machine I bought from a late-night TV show, that's for sure. Work is how I got all lean and chiseled up like this. Plenty of push-ups, pull-ups, planks, sit-ups, and seriously sweaty cardio sessions, often on my special beach." Without allowing for any response from his two listeners, the disheveled drifter kept on speaking. "Commitment, discipline, patience, and work. Values few believe in these days, where so many have an entitlement mentality, expecting a rich, productive, and fulfilling life to just show up one day like a sparrow at the beginning of spring, and expecting everyone around them to invest the effort they are responsible for inputting. Where's the leadership in this way of operating? A society of adults behaving like spoiled little children is how I sometimes see our world right now. Not judging, just saying. Not complaining, just reporting. Hey, cats, here's the point I'm trying to make by letting you have a peek at my sculpted abs. Nothing works for those who don't do the work. Less talk and more do is what I say. Oh, and check this out." The hobo spun around and unbuttoned his hole-ridden shirt. On his firm, striated back was a tattoo with the words, "Victims love entertainment. Victors adore education." "Come hang with me at my place on a magical little island in the middle of a fantastic ocean, 5 hours from the coast of Cape Town." He handed the entrepreneur the plastic card with the seaside scene etched on it. "Those are my dolphins," he said, happily pointing to the hand-drawn image. "The trip will be so worth it," he continued. "The adventure of a lifetime, for sure. Some of your most valuable and sensational moments ever will unfold there. You need to take a trust walk with me, people. I'll teach you everything I know about a world-class morning ritual. I'll help you both become members of the 5 a.m. club. You'll learn to rise early, regularly, so you'll get more done by noon than most people get done in a week. And so you'll optimize your health, happiness, and peacefulness. There's a reason so many of the great achievers of the world get up before the sun. It's the most special part of the day. I'll explain how I use this revolutionary method to build my empire. And to be clear, empires arrive in many forms. Economic is just one of them. You can also create empires of artistry, productivity, humanity, philanthropy, personal freedom, and even spirituality. I'll download pretty much everything I've been blessed to have been taught by the mentor who transformed my life. You'll discover so much. You'll be moved at the deepest level. You'll see the world through an all-new set of lenses. You'll also eat the finest food and watch the most spectacular sunsets. You guys can swim in the sea, go snorkeling with the dolphins, and fly over the sugarcane stalks that dance in the wind in the helicopter I own.
And should you both accept my heartfelt invitation to visit me, I insist you stay at my home.
My God, you're kidding me, right?
Boomed the artist. It was becoming increasingly evident that, like many in his field, he was acutely emotional, vigilant to the infinitesimal, and carried a sensitivity born of latent pain. Those who feel more than most people sometimes believe they have been cursed. In fact, they have been granted a gift, one that allows them to sense what others miss, experience the delights that most neglect, and notice the majesty in ordinary moments. Yes, such people get hurt more easily, yet they are also the ones who create great symphonies, architect dazzling buildings, and find cures for the sick. Tolstoy once noted that only people who are capable of loving strongly can suffer great sorrow, while the Sufi poet Rumi wrote, "You have to keep breaking your heart until it opens." The artist seemed to personify these insights.
"Nope, totally serious, dudes," the homeless man said enthusiastically. "I have a house not far from a village called Solitude, and believe me, they named it accurately. It's only when you get away from the noise and nuisance and be in quiet and tranquility that you remember who and all you're truly meant to be. Just say yes to life and let's do this. Like the guru on the platform said, a magic will show up for you the more you start exploiting the terrific opportunities that appear along your path. Seemingly by accident, you can't win a game you don't play, right? The reality is that life has got your back, even when it doesn't look like it does. But you need to do your part and go all in when windows of opportunity appear. Oh, and if you come to my home on the island, the only thing I ask is that you stay long enough for me to teach you the philosophy and methodology that my secret advisor shared with me. Joining the 5 a.m. club requires a little time." The homeless man paused before adding, "I'm also going to take care of all your expenses. Everything's covered. I'll even send my private jet to pick you guys up, if that's cool."
The entrepreneur and the artist glanced at each other, amused, confounded, and entirely uncertain.
"Mind if my friend and I have a few moments alone, brother?" requested the artist, notebook still in hand.
"No sweat, sure. Take all the time you need. I'll just go back to my seat over there and make some calls to my executive team," mentioned the homeless man as he paced away.
"This is absurd. Just asinine," the artist said to the entrepreneur. "I def agree with you that there's something special about him. Maybe even something magical. I know how insane that sounds. And I am fascinated by this mentor he keeps talking about, this teacher who sort of sounds like a modern-day master. I'll admit that this street person has got some great insights, for sure, and he obviously seems to have a lot of experience. But just look at him. Man, the guy looks completely down and out, a complete mess. I don't think he's had a shower in weeks. His clothes are all ripped. He's beyond freaky. And sometimes he talks total crazy talk. We have no idea who he is. This could be dangerous. He could be dangerous."
"Yes, definitely super weird. Everything that's happened here today is super weird," confirmed his companion. The entrepreneur's lean face then softened. Her eyes still seemed melancholic, though. "I'm at a place in my life where I need to make some big changes," she confided. "I just can't keep going on like this. I hear what you're saying. I've been suspicious of pretty much everyone and everything ever since I lost my dad when I was 11. A daughter growing up without a father is incredibly scary. To be honest, I still carry a lot of the emotional trauma with me. I think of him every day. I've had some bad, intimate relationships. I've struggled a lot with low self-worth and made some horrible choices in the relationships I've had. About a year ago, I started seeing a therapist who made me aware of why I was behaving the way I was behaving," the entrepreneur continued. "Psychologists call it fatherless daughter syndrome. Deep within, I had a huge fear of abandonment and all the strong insecurities that come with that wound. Yes, this made me extraordinarily tough on the outside
and ruthless in some ways. The chip on my shoulder over the loss of my father gave me my drive and my ambition, yet the loss also left me empty within. I'm learning that I've been trying to fill the void that he left, when he left, by pushing myself to exhaustion in my work with the belief that when I'm even more successful, I'll get the love I lost. I've been attempting to fill my emotional holes by chasing more money like a heroin addict needing a fix. I've been starving for social status and hungry for industry approval, escaping online for quick pleasure hits of entertainment when I could be doing things that matter. As I said, I'm realizing a lot of my behavior has been pushed from the fear created by my early challenges as a young woman. I felt inspired when the Spellbinder spoke about never doing something for the money, but instead, reaching for world class as a leader and a person for the meaning it provides, for the opportunity to grow it provokes, and for a shot at changing the world. His words made me feel so hopeful. I want to live in the way he spoke of, but I'm nowhere near that place now. And recently, what's happened at my company pushed me to the edge. I'm really not doing well at life right now. I only came to this meeting because my mom gave me a free ticket, and I'm so desperate for a change. The entrepreneur took a deep breath. Sorry, she apologized, looking embarrassed. I hardly know you, so I'm not sure why I'm revealing all this to you. I guess I just feel safe with you. I'm not sure why. I'm so sorry if I'm oversharing.
No problem, said the artist.
His body language showed he was engaged. He no longer anxiously played with his goatee and dreadlocks. We're so honest when we chat with taxi drivers and other people we don't really know, right? The entrepreneur went on. All I'm trying to say is that I'm ready for a transformation. And my gut tells me this down-and-out man who wants to teach us how an excellent morning routine can build creative, productive, financial, and happiness empires really can help me. And help us. And, she added, remember his watch.
I like him, said the artist. He's a character. I love that he expresses himself so poetically sometimes and so passionately at others. He thinks so vividly and quotes George Bernard Shaw like his life depended on it. Really cool. But I still don't really trust him, the artist expressed as he punched a fist into an open palm again. Probably ripped the watch off some rich idiot.
Look, I understand how you're feeling, responded the entrepreneur. A lot of me feels the same way, and you and I just met as well. I'm not sure what it would be like to go on this trip with you. I hope you don't mind me saying that. You seem like such a nice person. A few rough edges, maybe. I think I understand where those come from. But you're good, deep down. I know it. The artist looked mildly pleased. He glanced at the homeless man, who was eating slices of avocado from a plastic bag. I'll have to see if I can arrange my schedule to be away from the office so we can spend time with him, shared the entrepreneur, as she pointed to the homeless man. While he was munching on his snack, he was also talking on a relic of a mobile phone and staring at the ceiling. I'm starting to like the idea of spending some time near a village called Solitude, on some tiny island, eating fabulous food and swimming with wild dolphins. I'm beginning to feel this will be a phenomenal adventure. I'm starting to feel more alive again.
Well, now that you say it that way, I'm liking the sound of this too, said the artist. I'm beginning to think there's a delicious insanity to all of this, a special opportunity to access a whole new universe of originality. This might be the best thing yet for my art. It makes me think of what the writer Charles Bukowski said. Some people never go crazy. What truly horrible lives they must lead. And the Spellbinder did encourage us to leave the boundaries of our normal lives so we grow into our gifts, talents, and strengths. Some instinct is also telling me to do this. So if you go, I'll go.
Well, you know what? I'll take the leap. It's done. I'm all in. Let's go. pronounced the entrepreneur. All in, agreed the artist. They both stood up and made their way to the homeless man, who was now sitting with his eyes closed.
What are you doing now? Quizzed the artist.
Intense visualization of all I want to be and the higher order life I wish to create. A Turkish fighter pilot once told me that before every flight, he'd fly before we'd fly. He was suggesting that meticulously rehearsing the way he and his team wanted the mission to unfold in the theater of his imagination set them up to execute that vision of mastery in reality, flawlessly. Your mindset is an enormously potent tool for private greatness, prodigious productivity, and creative victory, along with your heart set, health set, and soul set. I'll teach you all about these remarkable concepts if you accept my invitation. Anywho, back to why I close my eyes. Nearly every morning, I envision my ideal performance for the day ahead. I also reach deep into my emotions, so I feel what it will feel like when I achieve the wins I've planned to accomplish. I lock myself into an extremely confident state, where any form of failure isn't within the realm of possibility. Then I go out and do my finest to live out that perfect day. Interesting. The entrepreneur was fascinated. This is just one of the SOPs I run daily to stay on peak. Good science is confirming that this practice helps me upregulate my genome by turning on genes that were previously asleep. Your DNA isn't your destiny, you know? Not to worry, cats. You'll learn about the breakthrough field of epigenetics when you're on the island. You'll also learn some beautiful neuroscience on multiplying your success in this age of scattered attention, so the weapons of mass distraction don't destroy your amazingness. I'll reveal everything I've discovered about creating projects that are so masterfully done, they endure for generations. You'll hear about fabulous ways to armor-plate your mental focus and fireproof your physical energy. You'll discover how the best business people in the world build dominant enterprises and learn a calibrated system that the most joyful human beings on the planet apply each morning to create a life that borders on the magical. Oh, in case you were wondering, an SOP is a standard operating procedure. It's a term my special advisor used when he'd speak about the daily structures needed to find triumph at the game of life. I assume you two are coming?
Yes, we're coming, confirmed the entrepreneur in an upbeat tone. Thank you for your offer.
Yeah, thanks, man, added the artist, now looking more composed.
Please, the entrepreneur said earnestly, teach us everything you know about creating the morning routine of a high-impact leader and a supremely successful business person. I desperately want to improve my performance and my daily productivity. I'll also need your help to restructure my life. To be honest, I'm feeling more inspired today than I felt in a long time, but I'm not in the best place.
Yeah, brother, said the artist. Tell us your secrets for an epic morning routine that helps me become the best painter and man I can become.
He waved his notebook in the air as he spoke.
Send us your plane. Take us to your village. Give us some coconuts. Let us ride your dolphins and improve our lives. We're all in.
None of what you'll discover will be motivation, noted the scraggly soul with a degree of seriousness he hadn't shown before. All of this will definitely be about transformation, and it will be supported by strong data, the latest research, and immensely practical tactics that have been battle-tested in the tough trenches of industry. Get ready for the greatest adventure you cats will ever experience.
Excellent, declared the entrepreneur, as she reached out to shake the weather-beaten stranger's hand. I need to admit that this entire scenario has been extremely odd for both of us. But for whatever reason, we now trust you. And yes, we're totally open to this new experience.
You're very kind to do this for us, thank you, blurted out the artist.
He looked somewhat surprised by the extent of his graciousness.
Awesome, smart decision, guys, came the warm response. Please be outside this conference center tomorrow morning. Bring at least a few days' worth of clothes, that's all. Like I said, I'm stoked to take care of everything else. All expenses are on me. I thank you.
Why are you thanking us? Wondered the entrepreneur. The homeless man smiled tenderly and scratched his beard thoughtfully. In his final sermon before he was assassinated, Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics and physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love." The tramp wiped a morsel of avocado from the edge of his mouth and then carried on what he was saying. "One of the big lessons I've learned over the years is that giving to other people is a gift you give to yourself. Raise the joy of others, and you'll get even more joy. Increase the state of your fellow human beings, and, naturally, your own state of being ascends. Success is cool, but significance is rad. Generosity, not scarcity, is the trait of all the great men and women who have upgraded our world. And we need leaders, pure leaders, and not narcissists obsessed with their own self-interests, as never before." The homeless man looked down at his large watch one last time. "You can't take your title, net worth, and fancy toys with you when you die, you know? I've yet to see a moving truck following a hearse on its way to a funeral," he chuckled. The two listeners grinned. "He's a treasure," whispered the entrepreneur.
"Deaf is," acknowledged the artist.
"Stop saying deaf so much," said the entrepreneur. "It's getting irritating." The artist looked a little shocked.
"Okay.
All that matters on your last day on Earth is the potential you've leveraged, the heroism you've demonstrated, and the human lives you've graced," the homeless man said eloquently. He then grew quiet and let out a deep breath. "Anywho, incredible that you're coming. We'll have a cool hang."
"May I bring my paintbrushes?" the artist asked politely.
"Only if you want to paint in paradise," came the homeless man's reply with a wink.
"And what time should we meet outside this place tomorrow morning?" asked the entrepreneur, placing her handbag onto a thin, bony shoulder.
5 a.m., instructed the homeless man.
"Own your morning. Elevate your life." Then he disappeared.